covered a lot of ground there over the past couple of days with regards to people's spending habits and things that we like to buy or the bargains that we like to get. And I mentioned an article in the Indo where they're saying that vintage shopping and the boom has had a big impact in a lot of different ways on charity shops, in the sense that many people would now suggest that it's impossible now to get the kind of bargains you would expect in charity shops anymore, so much so that they even have specialised sections now for designer rails and what have you. But maybe just people want to get rid of designer gear and what have you. But they're also saying that because of Vinted, of course, and many people have migrated over to Vinted. There was one text yesterday that said she was in a charity shop and there was a communion dress for €50. If there was a communion dress available for €50, who'd want to buy it? Surely any parents would want to buy something new. If they had €50, they'd throw another couple of bob and get a brand new one. Things like that. But it prompted a lot of calls from different people, including Selena, who has second glance on the Watercourse Road. Selena, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Good. So just on, let's start there with the communion dresses. What happens when somebody no longer needs a communion dress? Do they bring it in and give it for free?
Yeah, they bring it in and give it for free, and then we send it down to the dry cleaners to get it cleaned before we put it on the shop floor.
Okay, okay. And the what, you know, second glance, do you make money as a business, or is it, has it got a charity arm to it, or volunteers and things like that?
So we're second glance, we're non-for-profit, so we get no funding from anybody. So basically it's the kindness of people that send stuff into us that we can look after the survivors of industrial homes, mother and baby schools,
packing
and laundries, and all of that. So, as I said, we get no funding.
I understand exactly how you work then. Well done. Well said. So you wanted to pick up, say, for instance, on different... I'll deal with in a few minutes with everything else that you have there, but the communion dress aspect, go ahead.
So the communion dresses at the moment, I have about 20 communion dresses and they're all going out at €30 each.
Dry cleaned?
Dry cleaned, plasticed up, everything spotless.
And some of them, you talk about having accessories with them. But forgive me now, I'm a man. What does that mean?
Yeah. So we'd have the veils, we'd have the shoes, we'd have little boleros that they can wear over them, little crocheted cardigans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we do make a fuss. So, like, I had a beautiful woman in the other day and her daughter was, she's not making communion, but they were doing a dress up. So while the girl was trying on her communion dress, Mommy sat down and had a cup of tea and a cake while the little girl tried on her dress.
Who gave her the tea and cake?
We do.
Is that complimentary?
Yes, always complimentary. You call in anytime. You don't, our attitude is you don't have to buy anything. If you need to chat, if you want to call in,
I love it.
Just call in to us and we make you a cup of tea and there's always cakes and biscuits there.
They're the kind of old-fashioned touches that people love. But why would somebody buy a communion dress for a child, forgive me now, if they're not going to the church and making their communion? Anybody know?
I think, so it's like the non-denominational schools, they still have the day, so some people would be making communion, and then the rest of them who are not making communion would have a party, so they call it the princess party.
But they would wear a communion dress.
They would wear a communion dress, yeah.
Because is it the parents aren't religious, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
And is it to make the children feel as if they're still involved in the excitement of it all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Definitely. Because at the end of the day, it's their day. You know, so we had, as I said, with a beautiful little girl the other day, she must have tried on about 10 dresses. And then she came out in one and I just went, wow.
Say yes to the dress.
Absolutely. Say yes to the dress. And she was delighted. She went away. And like we don't just put it into a plastic bag. We'd have the bags that makes it look as if they bought it somewhere expensive.
Okay. So, okay. So it's a big experience then. You put on the show. But when she tried on 10, forgive me if I'm prying, was it because her mammy didn't like the first 9 or what?
No, she didn't like the first 9.
All right, okay. And so if the girls are sorted, what about the boys making their communions?
We have boys' communion suits as well, so they're at the moment €25.
Right, okay. So bargains are still to be had. And those that buy at those prices, is it because they're mad for a bargain or is it out of sheer necessity and a shortage of funds?
sheer necessity and the shortage of funds.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Like, you can go up to the other shops and you'll pay 400 and 500 for the same dress that we have.
New.
Do you know what I mean? You could pay 500. Like, we have dresses there.
For a communion dress.
Costello, for a communion dress.
You have a Paul Costello one.
With Paul Costello, we have absolutely beautiful communion dresses.
So the 500, like, if you were spending 500, would that be the dress, the shoes, the veil, all the 500 for a small thing like that?
Yeah.